Chapter 4. The scuffling sounds coming from the window awakened her. She pulled her thumb from her mouth and stuck her hand into the panties she'd peed in for the third night in a row, scratching between her legs. Shivering and half awake, the little girl scooted closer to her brother on the wet mattress they shared. Surrounded by old shoes and bags of dirty clothes, the mattress lay on the floor of the alcove that was part closet and part bedroom. A thud resounded near the window, and she opened her eyes wide. It was just Uncle Cliff, she told herself, outside guarding the window with his gun. Moans drifted through the apartment, and a headboard banged rhythmically against the wall. She closed her eyes in the darkness and tried to go back to sleep. But the wetness soaking her panties sent her climbing over her younger brother, her feet noiseless on the cold tile, as she sidestepped the bags of rotting garbage and headed toward the moaning sounds coming from her mother's bedroom. The little girl opened the bedroom door and squinted into the semi-darkness. Kara, her mother, was naked, her stunning milky body moving like a storm, as she bucked up and down on top of the strange man stretched out beneath her. In the filtered light streaming in from the window, the girl saw her Aunt Ree, as beautiful as her mother but darker, straddling the man's face, rolling her privates all over his lips and chin. Her mother reached out and grabbed both of her own full breasts and squeezed her cherry nipples, her hair falling down her back in silky curls, a wicked smile on her face. The child hated